Big Show Friday moves on. We check in with cross country over in Ellettsville. It's head coach Micah Mobley of the Edgewood Mustangs. Micah, good morning. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, I love having you on because you are a very, very busy man this weekend. Starting, well, you've already been busy all week. You've been busy all season. You're in charge of the Edgewood girls and boys cross country programs. And a fantastic 2017 season that has a huge, huge event tomorrow with the boys and girls IHSAA state finals at the Laverne Gibson course over in Terre Haute. It's the first time the girls as a team have been back since 2008, and usually when teams make that big move, it's because of upperclassmen and seniors and everybody else. That just might not be the entire story over at Edgewood. Tell us all about your girls team and advancing to the state meet tomorrow.
Oh yeah, it's as far as being busy, it's kind of interesting. This is always kind of a little bit odd because this is about the time when we're actually backing off a little bit. These kids have been in since June and working and putting in a lot of work since then, and so this actually is kind of the period where we kind of back off a little bit. But it's definitely been kind of rejuvenated, energized with the incoming group this year. Obviously you look at what we've been doing as a team, and as Annalisa has just done some incredible things this year, is one of the best runners in the state. And, whenever you have somebody like that at the front, that helps a great deal. And then, Sarah and Kaylee have been, excellent as a, 2-3 punch right there. Just following up behind what Annalisa does, it really sets the tone and brings the rest of the team along with them. I think Sarah has, really just jumped up over these last couple of weeks, and, they're both freshmen. And so, you get a couple of competitive girls who have been on the team for a couple of years, like Kaylee and Paige. Then you start talking about, girls that are going to also step up their game. So, definitely we've seen a big improvement in this year. And, I think if you were to just say, well, here, throw these, one or two freshmen into the mix and watch them go run up front, that's one thing. But then whenever you see everybody else on the team raise their level as well, that's why we're still running this week.
Yeah, and that's the key to it. Again, it is a team game. A lot of people just say, well, we see Annalisa Crane winning by X amount of seconds every week. But no, there's a team element to this. Everybody trains together. Everybody works together. What's been the spirit of the team? Has these two freshmen boosted the spirit as well, or has it been ultra competitive? Has that pushed you guys forward?
Well, I think the tone of the team, this is where the leadership really comes into play. Michaela Deckard has been a pretty good at organizing the kids on to get out for runs, and then you got Paige and Kaylee who have really kind of been the identity of the team for the last couple of years, and then Holly Richardson is another one of our seniors who is also just kind of part of our part of our team identity, and it really, I think, they have a lot of fun with each other. And, when they come to practice, it's not only running, it's not only working. It is that, but it's also, enjoying the time that you're spending with the people that you're there with, and, really kind of helps, kind of get them through some of the tougher stretches of what we do. Cause we do ask a lot of our kids. So,
well, it's working because every time I pick up the paper, I see that someone's ran the first fastest, third fastest, fifth fastest. Everybody's breaking this time and time barriers. This, it's obviously down to coaching, correct?
No, I won't.
Well, that's part of it.
Well, I do my best with it, but they're the ones that are showing up and doing the work.
But you're seeing times that you haven't seen times in forever.
Well, yeah, I think again, that's a whole group that's decided they want to do this and they believe that they can do it. The school record coming into the season was 19-12, and just, those last week, to have Annalisa under 18 minutes and then, Sarah and Kaylee both under 19 minutes, and then Paige is knocking on the door 20 minutes. I mean, that's it's not one person, you know, doing it. That whole group has decided that they're going to go out and really improve. And then that filters all the way back where, you know, we've got, Bailey and Michaela, who last year, the times that they were running last year would not even get them on the team this year, like on the varsity spot. And then we've got, Holly even is running times now that would have been a varsity spot last year. So it's all the way through that group. And, we train very similarly to what we did last year. But this group has just really taken to it and really just kind of been very focused on preparing for this week.
Micah Mobley is our guest this morning. He's the head coach of the boys and girls cross country programs at Edgewood. Their first girls team appearance in the state finals since 2008. Where did the freshmen come from? Did you know this was a possibility coming into this season? What has led to the renaissance, perhaps, of the girls cross-country program out there?
Well, I think the junior high has just done a really good job at culturing a love of running with our kids, down there. And then, whenever they come up, they just want to continue that and want to compete. And, it's also, parent support. I think that's one thing that we see, with this group is the parents. And that's one of the things that I love about cross country is it's such a close knit group. And that includes the parents, that it is one big family. And, whenever you have a group of as a teacher, I'd also see, the impact of, what happens at home and what happens at school. And when both of those things are clicking, the kids tend to do better. And, as a coach, whenever, I can get on the same page with the parents, it's, no surprise that the kids excel, that way too in cross country. So, the parent support has been huge because they really encourage the and nurture that love of running in this group. And, when the kids love it, it's, I feel like they're putting everything into it. Now, that doesn't feel like a chore to them.
Gotcha. That does make sense when they're doing it for enjoyment as instead of necessity. It's amazing how much different that attitude mm-hmm. can be. When did you think, now you knew Annalisa Crane and it was fast. You knew that, Sarah Foster was kind of in that same neighborhood. But as a team, when did you think all the pieces would come together? Did you think making it out of semi-state was a viable goal this year?
Well, I think we knew it was a possibility, but we were pretty cautious about setting any goals that would limit us. So early in the summer when we have our meetings and we start talking about what our long-term goals are for the season, I was very cautious about letting them establish any time targets or anything that might limit what they could do. And we really just set out to prepare each week to be better than we were the week before, and that's really been the process for 20 some odd weeks now, just really preparing this week for what we're going to be doing down the road and keeping that we're just going to go out and put our best effort out there every single race, every single day. And whenever they do that, then we can kind of see what's going to be realistic as far as times or places and things like that. But when you start in June, if you try to figure out or try to pin down exactly where you're going to be in October, I can't do that.
No, life doesn't work that way. You're right. So you don't want to, don't put walls up and don't limit it. Let them dream a little bit. And next thing you know, look, you're in the state finals coming up on Saturday.
Right.
And have you had any experience running that course? And give me your thoughts on the Laverne Gibson course over there in Terre Haute. I've got differing opinions on it depending on who I speak with.
Well, it's a beautiful setting. I mean, it's going to be, it's well maintained and it's wide open. You don't have any areas where people get bottlenecked, and so it's a fair course. I think it's one that is, it's a fairly challenging one. I mean, it's not a flat pancake flat kind of, circular, it's not out on track. You're definitely on a cross country course, but it's, and it's challenging, but it's not impossible to run. And I think it's, we run on hills all the time and, we're kind of accustomed to that. So I think we're set up to go over there and do well on it. It's kind of evidence, I think, where what Austin did last year, I mean, just kind of is his first crack at it out there. Last year did very well and looking to improve on it this year. But, I think everybody's going to line up on the course and run the same race, And so I think that's always kind of, if it's a flat course or a hilly course or whatever the course is, on race day, everybody's there at the same time. Gun goes off, and everybody's doing the same thing, same time.
That gun's going to go off at 44 degrees tomorrow as well. Michael Mobley joins us. He's in charge.
I'll take that.
He's in charge of cross country at Edgewood. His girls' first time in the state final since 2008. And Austin Haskett, as you just mentioned, he returns for another crack at the state finals. Austin, individually representing the boys, has had another fantastic, fantastic year. Brag on your kid a bit here. He's just been faster and faster.
Oh yeah, he does the little things to take care of himself. I mean, he eats right, sleeps right. He, gets on the foam rollers and stretch ropes and everything that he needs to do because he wants to train at a very high level. And this is a training sport. I mean, there are some people that could go out and have some success just based off of talent. But if you want to really get the most out of it, it takes a lot of work, and being consistent with that work over weeks and weeks and weeks and months and months, and he's really has done that. Like he's put in the work to be not just going into the meet this weekend, but to go in and compete tomorrow. So, he's somebody that a few years ago, if we started talking about going out to try to be, all state and one of the top in the state and being in that mix in the top five. And if we started talking about that way back then, I think, you maybe kind of make somebody's head spin a little bit, but we also just let him work into his own goals. And once he starts believing in what he can do, I haven't seen anything that he's come up with yet that he's not been able to accomplish. So
is there any pressure on him to improve, because obviously every race he's run this year he's been right at the front, right at everything else? Is there going to be anything different on Saturday, or does he expect to be right there driving the bus with the last mile or so to go?
I think he's really going to be just kind of in the mode doing the same thing that he's done for weeks now. I don't think he has to do anything differently than what he's already done. And I think that gives him a great deal of confidence to be able to, that's going to give him a great deal of confidence to be able to go into the meet and know that he's already done it. You don't have to go out and do something that you haven't done already for the last, 4 months. So he's, continued to do it at that level. I think it might have been a Peyton Manning thing here in these last couple of weeks when he was back here. I think he was on an interview and he was talking about pressure, and I thought this really applied well. Pressure is what you feel when you're not prepared, and Austin's prepared, and so I don't think there's pressure there. I think he's just going to go out and run a race against some really fast people, but he's also a really fast test runner, so he's going to be up there mixing it up with them and
rise to that occasion.
Right. So I mean, it's exciting. I mean, whenever he's had these kind of races where it's been a challenge, and he does rise to that occasion. And so it's going to be exciting to see him get that opportunity again tomorrow.
And tomorrow the race, 44 degrees is the high. That's something that you've got to like getting out of bed in the morning, isn't it? You'd prefer to run in that weather.
Yeah, I would definitely prefer to run in that rather than the heat. And after kind of a mild beginning to the season as far as temperatures go, late in the season we kind of got that spike in temperature a little bit that really kind of it slowed it up a little bit. That heat is a little harder to run in, I think. So we're definitely going to welcome the cooler weather. Spectators maybe don't enjoy it as much, but...
Well,
but this one's really, it's more about the kids.
That's exactly right. And I think all the spectators will trade a big finish from Austin, from the girls team. What is the dream for the girls team tomorrow? In a perfect world, you would do what?
Compete well.
There you go.
Run what they're capable of running.
and then let the chips fall where they may. That's exactly right. Yep. And then obviously Austin could maybe take it one step a little bit further on his best day. Can he win this race?
I think if you're going to have a conversation about any of the top guys that have that chance, if the conversation doesn't include Austin, I think you're kind of missing something pretty big there. And certainly there are a number of guys who are going to be in that race. It's going to be a tight one. There'll be some, number of guys who are going to be up there in the mix and kind of coming down to that last K. I don't think it's going to be a one or two man show for that race. I think you're going to see a tight group up there for a good while.
And then the gutty sprint to the end, and we'll see who's standing on top of the podium, and we hope they're wearing red and black come about lunchtime tomorrow. Absolutely. Hey, best of luck to you and your group. We thank you for your time this morning. Thank all the folks at Edgewood for letting you sneak out for a few minutes. We went longer, but I knew you had good stories to tell, so that's not surprising at all. And we'll put this interview up at WGCLradio.com a little bit later, and you can share it with all your family and your Edgewood cross-country family as well. We thank you for your time, Coach.
Absolutely. Thank you for giving me a chance to come out and talk about what our kids are doing.
It's awesome.
Great to have that chance.
Awesome. Well, take it tomorrow, and we'll talk a lot more. How about that?
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Mike. Right, appreciate it. Micah Mobley from Edgewood Cross Country Boys and Girls. Girls' first trip since 2008. And Austin Haskett. You heard him say it. He's got to be in the conversation. If you're wondering who is going to be the boys' individual champion, well, don't forget, North and South also in this as well as Larry Williams' gang. We talked to Larry earlier in the week. He's been on Joe Smith's reports twice. We talked to Justin Helmer from North. His girls, they've been on there. South girls are going. South boys and girls are going. North boys and girls are going. It's a great representation of our running community here. And exciting times tomorrow at the Laverne Gibson course. Go to IHSAA.org for all of your updates and everything else you need.